BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024 contender Naomi Girma, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-15T0534:23.934Z, description colon BBC Sport profiles San Diego Wave and United States defender Naomi Girma, one of five nominees for the BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024 award, Women's Footballer of the Year contender Girma, this video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, Naomi Girma profile, published, October 15, 2024, age, 24, position, defender, teams, San Diego Wave and United States. Defenders can often fly under the radar, but that's not the case for Naomi Girma. Described as the best defender I have ever seen by United States head coach Emma Hayes, Girma has impressed for both club and country. The 24-year-old, whose parents were both born in Ethiopia, made history in January when she became the first defender in history to win the U.S. Women's Player of the Year award. She played every minute in her nation's run to Olympic gold, and the center-back, known for her composure on the ball and leadership qualities, was widely considered one of the USA's most pivotal players during the tournament. The United States' triumph in Paris wrapped up a remarkable treble in 2024 after their success in the CONCACAF Gold Cup and the She Believes Cup earlier in the year. There was similar success for Girma at club level as she marshaled the back line for San Diego Wave as they collected the NWSL Shield and Challenge Cup. Girma, in her own words, "What was it like to win Olympic gold in Paris? It was such a special tournament. It was a special group of players, and to come in off of a coaching transition and play the way we did and end up on top was really amazing. It just felt like such a good ending for us." How has her Ethiopian heritage influenced her career? "My parents were both born in Ethiopia and they came to the US in their early 20s. My dad came as a refugee. He fled to Sudan and then came to California, and my mom came to the US for her education. So Ethiopian heritage, the culture, the food, the language, everything. The community has been such a big part of my upbringing in San Jose, California. We had a big community there. It's how I started playing soccer. It's still a big part of who I am today." Image source, Getty Images. What is it she loves about being a defender? "There's so much strategy that I love that goes into it, and I think there is a technique. There's reading the play, but also you're just always doing things for the team. It's such a collaborative effort for us to be successful. It's a lot less individual than I think it can be in the front at times." What does she want her legacy to be? "We talked about being a winner, but also just being a good teammate. Looking back on teams I've played on, I always remember my favorite teammates and the people who always showed up for other people and just gave their best every day. I definitely want to leave the game better than I found it, so hopefully anything I can do to help that. And then off the field, just being someone who is vocal and uses my platform to speak on things that are really important to me, and hopefully to speak out on things that can help change other people's lives and make them feel seen and heard and I care." She has everything, United States head coach Emma Hayes, "She is the best defender I have ever seen. She has got everything, poise, composure, she defends, she anticipates, she leads." United States teammate Sophia Smith, "The best defender in the world. She is the glue to our team." Former United States player Sydney Leroux, "Naomi Girma is the best we've seen and defenders never get the attention they deserve, but she is absolutely her." Last season's achievements, image source, Getty Images. What else should you know? Girma played for a local club her father formed for Ethiopian immigrants and their families in 2005. She grew up playing basketball and doing gymnastics. She has worked with charity Common Goal to launch mental health programs, including a retreat for NWSL players. She was the number one pick overall in the 2022 NWSL draft. Sorry, this vote cannot be loaded. In order to vote, you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Related topics, football, women's football. Top stories, Wood winner edges Nottingham Forest past Crystal Palace, Van Dijkken talks with Liverpool about new deal, published 11 hours ago, we lost our local fans, we lost our beautiful stadium, we lost our city, published 15 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a family driven from their home by a violent spirit, the truth behind rumours. About strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood. Video: the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood. Who is the mysterious former waiter who bought Hollywood's legendary MGM/UA studio in 1990, who will run Rupert Murdoch's media empire in the future? The succession battle played out in a courtroom in the U.S. state of Nevada recently. David uncovers the hidden histories of two buildings, discover the lives of residents in London and Berlin during World War II. Elsewhere in sport, Rabada takes 300th test wicket, how does he compare? Benitez praises fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool. Video: Benitez praises fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool, penalty momentum killer for title hopes. Norris slots more measured Liverpool pass biggest test yet, should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Video: should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Chiefs stay unbeaten after scrappy Super Bowl rematch. New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Video: New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Are exhibitions impacting tight tennis calendar? Bates and Devon's crowning moment in World Cup of Hope. Man City winner at Wolves a grey area. But what does law say? Stockholm Derby suspended after pyrotechnics thrown. Per Sol makes NFL debut 50 days after being shot. Do Arsenal have a red card problem, and could it cost them the title? The Black coaches leading Orlando Pride to success. Which Premier League players have been surprise packages? Desperate measures bring Pakistan a moment of salvation. Never give up. Calafiori's journey from big injury to Premier League. From Accrington Stanley to England number 2. Who is all-round good egg Barry? Tuchel. A sacrifice of principle or best man for England job? Vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. Window underscore underscore web app underscore config underscore underscore equals window underscore underscore initial underscore data underscore underscore equals backslash data backslash colon backslash global navigation country equals it and language equals ENGB and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash ENGB backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercial.